Campana's first nighter program. From the little theater off Times Square. Starring Barbara Luddy and Olin Soule with an all-star cast sent to you by Campana, the quality name in cosmetics. It's theater time on Broadway, and tonight we're to witness the biggest event on the Great White Way, the premiere of a brand new play in the little theater off Times Square. There'll be plenty of excitement, too, because the opening night performance is the crucial one. The evening when the public and the critics say yes or no to the play's bid for success. And now, here's our host for the evening, the genial first nighter.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just in the mood for a gay Broadway premiere this evening, are you? All right, here's my cab. Won't you step in? Okay, driver, to the little theater. Up Broadway, across 42nd Street, and into the glare and glamour of the dazzling lights that give the Great White Way its famous name. And now, up ahead is the little theater off Times Square. Well, here we are.
Isn't that beautiful creature over there, Dorothy McGuire?
Let someone say Governor Dewey's here tonight.
Have your tickets ready, please. Have your tickets ready, please.
Good evening, Mr. First Nighter. The usher will show you to your seats.
Thank you. We'll go right in. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. This is a packed house tonight, because word is out that this evening's play is a comedy that no one wants to miss. And from the looks of the first nighters crowding inside the theater, everyone is here to enjoy it. The famous First Nighter Orchestra is being conducted tonight by Frank Worth. And now the house lights are about to dim, so let's prepare to enjoy ourselves.
Curtain, first curtain.
There's the signal for first curtain. The house lights are out. And here's the play.
The Adventures of Sam Spade, Detective.
Sam Spade Detective Agency.
Same one, sweetheart.
Sam! For 2 days.
Effie, please speak softly and stop popping your gun. Sounds like a cannon.
Oh, I've got you, Sam. Are you working on something big?
Yeah, the biggest in town, Effie. My head.
Your head?
Stop! Are you trying to kill me?
I mean, your head. What's wrong with it, Sam?
I am in a state known as a New Year's Eve hangover. Not to be confused with any. I made the mistake of trying to stand up drink for drink with everybody in the place.
New Year's Eve? Why, Sam, that's a week away.
Well, we all wanted to get a head start. For 2 days now, I've been lying in an insensible state, drinking from a hose I fastened to the water closet. I have so much water in me now, I will shortly appear on the new maps as Lake Spade.
That will teach you the evils of drinking.
I've already made plans to take the pledge on my way to the office, Abby, so turn off the radiator that clanks, muffle anything that makes the slightest noise, smash all my drinking paraphernalia with your souvenir Carry Nation hatchet, and then, and only then, will I appear to dictate my version of the magic castle caper.
Dashiell Hammett, America's leading detective fiction writer and creator of Sam Spade, the hard-boiled private eye, joins with Howard Duff and Lorraine Tuttle to make your hair stand on end with The Adventures of Sam Spade.
Oh, here, Sam, take my arm.
Effie, you're a doll, but I'll make it solo. I need the practice.
Oh. Sam, I didn't break up your drinking equipment. I thought maybe the hair of the dog.
Yeah, it wouldn't help at all, Effie. Only time and Mother Nature and her infinite mercy can deliver me now.
What was that?
Oh, just your chair squeaking, Sam.
Sounded like thunder. Put some 3-in-1 oil on it. No, double it. Make it 6-2.
Well, tell me all about it, Sam.
I will, my pet, as quickly as I can. I have to get back to my apartment. Are you ready?
Ready, Sam.
To Detective Lieutenant Dundee, homicide detail from Samuel Spade, license number 137596. Subject, Bilt Larson. Dear Dundee, this is not a caper wherein I was a great detective. I'll admit that from the beginning. But I wound up becoming one of the world's great magicians. The Magic Castle is the famous private club for magicians nestled in the hills overlooking Hollywood. It was 8:30. Now, who the hell could that be?
Well, maybe it's the telephone company checking the line.
Yeah. Samuel Spade speaking. It's your dollar.
Sam, this is the First Nighter. I'm down here at the little theater on Times Square, and I've got a problem. Can you and Effie come down here right away?
Mr. First Nighter, we're 3,000 miles from Broadway.
What?
Well, never mind. Hold on to your hat. Through the magic of radio, Effie and I will be right there. Doesn't take long. Here we are, Effie.
Oh, dear. Sam, what are they doing?
Well, it looks like they're about to rehearse the opening of the First Nighter program. Shh. Listen.
It's theater time, and Broadway's buzzing with holiday excitement and eagerly awaiting to welcome an opening night performance at the Little Theater off Times Square, starring Les Tremaine and Barbara Luddy. There'll be a crowd of onlookers and autograph fans on hand at the entrance to greet the celebrities who always attend the premiere on the Great White Way, so let's not miss a minute to the excitement, shall we? Will you join me? There are lots of uniforms in the crowd tonight at Broadway and 42nd Street. Shall we cross the street here? Well, here we are at the Little Theater off Times Square.
Have your tickets ready, please. Have your tickets ready, please.
Good evening, Mr. First Nighter. The usher will show you to your box. And Mr. First Nighter. Mr. First Nighter.
Isn't this the spot where the First Nighter is supposed to read his line?
It sure is. Where is he?
I'm right here, Sam. Hello, Effie. Oh. I'm so glad you got here. Read this. This note I got.
Note?
Yes, yes. They're going to kill me. They're after me. Save me. Help me, Sam.
Now, please, be calm, Mr. First Nighter. Just a moment now. Let me read it.
Yeah.
Nothing you can do can save you. You will be killed tonight at midnight, just before your show begins.
Midnight? And it's 19 minutes to 12 now. Oh, don't let him kill me. I'm too young to die.
Just how old are you, Mr. First Nighter?
86. Well, 86 going on 87, I hope.
Well, I hope so, too. Now, this should be very easy to solve. It reminds me of a case we had a year ago, last sponsor. Or was it the sponsor before that?
Please, Sam.
Oh, yeah. I remember it was a late autumn night. I had a client just like you.
14 minutes to 12.
And this fellow got a note that he was going to be killed at 9 o'clock.
My note says 12 o'clock.
Well, this is Pacific Coast time for the repeat broadcast.
Oh.
When this man called me about the note, we took every precaution. We bolted the doors, barricaded the windows. We had police on every foot of ground around the apartment. Police dogs, electric eyes, burglar alarms. Every precaution known to criminology was taken to see that this man would not be killed by 9 o'clock.
Oh, good. What happened, Sam? What happened to the man?
He was killed. But not until 10 o'clock. We'd all gone home. We were all dead tired. He was dead and we were tired.
Oh, Sam, I don't know which way to turn.
I know how you feel.
I called every detective I could think of. Why aren't they here? There's someone now. 12 minutes left. Yes, yes, come in.
My time is your time.
But not this time. You're no detective. Get out of here.
Excuse me, Mr. First Nighter. I'm Casey, crime photographer. Hold it. Thank you. Look for it in the morning express.
Please, Mr. Casey, will you do something? They're going to kill me at midnight.
Midnight? Can't wait till midnight. We're going to press at once. Play this. Lie down on the floor. I'll take one more.
Well, I don't want to lie down on the floor. I'm going to be killed at midnight. There's somebody else at the door. Who is it?
Good evening. I am Charlie Chan, Chinese detective. Sage has said, no job's too big, no job's too small. That's the trouble, no job.
How do you do, Mr. Chan? I'm Sam Spade, license number 137596. And this is Effie, my right hand. Effie, this is Charlie Chan, the man who helps the police solve all those difficult crimes by brilliant deductions.
Oh, yes, Sam, I know, but isn't it strange that he's never been able to lose his accent?
Oh, please, it's 8 minutes to midnight. My life is at stake. This note I got...
The note? What? The note?
The note threatening my life. Mr. Spade has it.
Here, Chan, have a look. What do you make of it?
Nothing can help. You'll die at midnight. So, who sent it?
Who sent it? Who sent it? I don't know.
Don't know who sent it?
No.
No date, no signature? Oh, come, Mr. Persnider.
Exactly what I told him, Chan. If people must get threatening letters, the least they can do is supply us with some clue or other. They make it too hard for a cop.
It is not easy being a cop, is it?
No, sure isn't. Everybody puts you down. How's it going, Dick Tracy? How many jaywalkers did you pinch today? And there's always the one who refuses to believe you're not on the take. All at once, you're a cop. A flatfoot. A bull. A dick. John Law. You're the fuzz. The heat. You're poison. You're trouble. You're bad news. They call you everything but never a policeman. Oh, the pay's adequate. If you count your pennies, you can put your kid through college, but you better plan on seeing Europe on your television set. You rub elbows with all the elite, addicts, thieves, bums, liars, cheats, con men. The class of Skid Row. Underfed kids, beaten kids, molested kids, broken arm kids, broken leg kids, broken head kids, sick kids, dying kids, and dead kids. For every crime that's committed, you get 3 million suspects to choose from. Most of the time, you'll have few facts and a million hunches. You'll do legwork until you're sure you've talked to everybody in the city. People who saw it happen, but really didn't. People who insist they did, but really didn't. People who remember. Those who try to forget. Those who tell the truth. And those who lie. And the paperwork. You'll fill out a report when you're right. You'll fill out a report when you're wrong. You'll fill out one when you're not sure. You'll fill out one listing all your leads. You'll make out a report on the reports you made. You'll learn to live with a district attorney, testify in court, defense attorneys, prosecuting attorneys, judges, juries, witnesses. Sometimes you won't be happy with the outcome. But there's also this. There are over 3,000 men in this city who know that being a policeman is an endless, glamorous, thankless job that must be done. I know it, too. That's what a cop is.
Well, one thing is for sure.
What's that?
I'll never ask that question again.
Well, 7 minutes to go.
Well, this is becoming quite a gathering of the crime clan.
Yes.
Come in.
My time is your time.
Oh, get out of here.
Sam, it's getting late. You'd better solve this case.
Yes, it's 12:03, and I'm worried. Do something for me. Do something and save me. Yes, who is it? Come in.
I am the Whistler. I know many things, for I walk by night.
You're just in time.
Just in time for murder, I hope.
Don't rush me. I still got 2 minutes.
What's the Whistler doing here? He must know the writers on this show. He's no detective. He doesn't even know enough to walk in the daytime.
Oh, it's Sam Spade, the hard-boiled private eye. The James Bond of the super sleuth.
How do you do, Mr. Whistler? How's business with your weird, strange stories?
Oh, glory be, we're killing them.
Oh, please, please. Can't any of you do anything? Save me. Save me. Oh, they got me. Hold it. Don't fall. Thank you. Look for it in the morning express.
You can fall now.
Oh, blood. Goody.
Well, they don't need me here anymore.
Just a minute, Sam. How do we know he is dead?
Yeah, well, let's get a doctor. Let's make sure the corpus is delicti.
Somebody looking for a doctor? I'm Dr. IQ.
Oh, do come in, Dr. IQ. What are you doing here?
I'm looking for a lady in the balcony.
Well, you... You've come to the right place, but we really need a real doctor.
25 silver dollars says I'm a real doctor. If you can repeat after me this thought twister exactly as I say it. Remember, one time and one time only. It goes like this. Jim is slim, said Tim to Kim. Jim is slim, Tim to him, said Kim.
Jim is Tim, said Slim to Kim. Slim said...
Oh, I'm sorry, but here's a box of 24 bars of delicious Milky Way candy bars and two tickets to next week's production here at the Little Theater off Times Square. Merry Christmas.
We better check this fellow on the floor. I think he's dead.
But, Sam, there's a chance he may not be dead.
Effie, no pulse, no heartbeat, no blood. He's dead.
Well, I was reading in Amy Vanderbilt's book of etiquette that some people are quieter than others at social gatherings.
I don't think that this applies in this case. Effie.
Now, wait a minute. I'm not dead. I'm okay.
But, Mr. First Nighter, you were shot four times.
I know. They missed me. The bullets went wild. They shot that man over there.
Oh, Sam! There is a man lying in the floor. I think he's dead.
Well, I don't know, Eff. Let's roll him over and see. Mister, are you dead? Say something.
My time is your time!
You're right, Effie. It's Rudy Valley, and he's dead.
Well, Sam, you solved the case. What would Mr. First Nighter have done without you?
Probably a hell of a lot better.
Oh, no. Don't be modest, Sam. Why, the number of people who owe a debt of gratitude to you must be...
Must be without number, I know. Look at it the other way. The number of people to whom I owe debts, gratitude, and otherwise, the otherwise being, of course, cash, could easily be numbered somewhere upwards of...
Sam, speaking of debts, this seems like an opportune time to bring up last week's salary.
Yeah. Well, now, Effie, the first night I should remit me some money soon, or a horse I know might shock everybody and come in. Or I might say, find a $25 bill on the sidewalk somewhere, and then you will be graciously taken care of first.
A $25 bill?
Effie, leave us not pick at things. Let's get out of this. Say goodnight.
Good night, Sam.
Good night, sweetheart.
Ladies and gentlemen, the curtain is down on the last act of another original Broadway play. It's Lottie and Mr. Soleil bowing to an enthusiastic Little Theater audience. If you want to hear a truly gripping play, one that will hold you spellbound for every minute of the performance, tune in next week for the drama entitled A Story Revised. Here's the kind of play that you hear too seldom. So join us next week, same time, same station. And now we move out of the theater and into the street.
Here's your cab, Mr. First Nighter.
Thank you. Good night. Campana's First Nighter program, starring Olin Soule and Barbara Luddy, is a copyrighted radio feature. Tonight's play was pure fiction and did not refer to real people or actual events.
The First Nighter program came to you over CBS, where 99 million people gather every week. The Columbia Broadcasting System.